Hi there, guys. It's Judy. I just came back from my annual Christian women's retreat, that's held every spring at the Woodbound Inn, and I am very excited. I heard from a friend of mine, Carla, some really wonderful news, and she told me about one of our former partners who had to kind of drop out of the group because she got so busy tending to her local farm. Anyway, her husband, who said he was never coming home, he's been back home for 6 months to a year now. And if a situation ever looked impossible, that one did. This man had fallen in love, or what he thought was love, with the woman that he worked with. And as far as he was concerned, she was the light of his life and the reason that he was alive and, you know, all that phony, baloney, mushy stuff that really doesn't hold up to a hill of beans. It's actually nothing but a bunch of dreams and make-believe love, because real love is constant and not conditional and it doesn't change. But anyway, the cool thing is Laura's husband has been home now for, I think, at least 6 months to a year. And so that's a great restoration story. And from the same woman, Carla, she had been in a difficult marriage years ago, and she was one of the original families that the Monday night prayer group prayed for. And her husband, Ray, was saved in the last maybe 5 or 6 years. I'm not exactly sure on the timing of that, but their marriage was restored, and he became a believer. And this weekend, Carla sought me out because she and her husband have been talking, and they want to get involved helping people like you. So I'm not sure how exactly that's going to look right now. Ray is a photographer, and Carla works in a local business here as an accounting person, but they would like to get involved and encouraging you folks in some way, shape, or form. So I'm not exactly sure what that's going to look like, but just maybe I'll ask you to pray for them in the days ahead so that whatever it is that they're supposed to do to be an encouragement to you guys will kind of all fall into place. But I was so excited to hear from Carla, first of all, that marriage was restored, and second of all, to hear that we have two more people that want to join our army, and yet this is not because their marriage is hurting. It's because they want to help. So praise God for his goodness, his mercy, and just his great plans for all of us. I see God bringing us all together in these last days, and he wants to encourage your heart. He doesn't want you to keep your eyes down, but he wants you rather to look up for his help, because he's always there. He cares for you. He is the lifter of your head. When I think of that term, the lifter of your head, I often think of a child who's done something wrong or who's just hurting so badly, and they've got their head down. And many of you as parents, I'm sure you've seen your children in that state. And what do? You go over and you take your hand and you gently lift up their chin, and you look into their eyes and you tell them just how much you love them. Well, God wants you to know that today. He's lifting up your head and he's looking into your beautiful blue, brown, green, hazel, purple, whatever color eyes you have. And he's telling you just how much he loves you. And somehow, some way, it's all going to be okay. So I guess that's it for today, fellas and gals. And I will talk to you again soon. Lots of love. Bye now.